time, before even talking to her, if she comes back, if she dares come back, just get her card, and then we'll give it to Winston, because it'll just show that what Andy is doing, he's trying to dispute this claim, right? And he's trying to make it sound like either I or you or anyone else is giving undue. It's just like with the motorhome. He said that the RCMP told him to keep the motorhome so he could have contact with Dad. Well, we know that that's bullshit, right? And even Winston says, well, I mean, that's a crock of shit if you ever saw one, right? So we know what he did with that. So with this undue influence, I suspect that that's what's going on. Because, I mean, he'll send a pleasant lady trying to trick everybody into answering questions, right? So that he could use that in court. So I feel that that's...
He, like I said, I don't know, and I didn't ask him no questions. And all but I said, he's not here right now. And when he is here, I don't know. There could be late tonight, and he may be out tomorrow morning early again. I says, we'll just have to leave it for now. And I'll come back later on.
Okay,
I didn't ask her, and the car was sitting halfway the driveway because for the same reason I had my truck parked in the driveway. And nobody can come in the driveway.
Right. Now, did it look like a government car, or was it just...
I don't know. All I know, it was a dark blue car.
Okay.
And I didn't take the license number down either. The lady looked about 50, 55 somewhere in that neighborhood.
Yeah, probably a mental health worker, I think.
Could have been. I have no idea.
Okay. Next time we'll get, if she dares come back, and we'll give that to Winston, because he's going to make a heyday of that in court, that Andy's sending out this...
At least that a possibility.
Yeah.
You can only put it as a possibility.
Yeah, but if we would have had her card, then we would have been...
If I had a card number or a license plate number, then I would get that.
Yeah, okay, so...
I'll try to get that the next time.
Yeah, if she comes around, even before she says hello, say, I'd like to have one of your business cards, please. And then when you get that, ask her who sent her, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, like I say, that's what Winston's looking for. Anything like that Andy may be trying.
Yeah, anything that could have a ground.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you want. You don't want a second guess or a third guess or a first guess.
Yeah.
You got to have ground in order to say something.
Exactly. So she's in the yard. If she's sent there for Dad, somebody sent her. So let's, you know, you have to provide me with a business card, right?
Yeah, well, he should.
Yeah, so...
When I go into somebody's yard, I tell them who the hell I am.
Yeah. So then we know where she could have used that in court. So if she dares come back, first thing before, hello, I'd like to see your business card first, please.
Yeah.
And then what's your reason for being here? Right?
Yeah, and then you can talk or you don't talk. You don't have to say nothing yet. And your business card.
Yeah, and then when you get her business card, say thank you. I'll just refer this to Lionel's lawyer. Goodbye.
Yeah.
We have nothing to discuss.
Well, that's what I would... That's my first thing on my mind, just to say that.
Oh, yeah. But...